The continent of Africa is home to a wide assortment of wildlife. Big cats roam the savannas, deadly snakes lurk in the sands, and the honey badger keeps them all on their toes. In this very diverse part of the world, we have the giraffe, a tall herbivorous creature that just wants to be left alone. Unfortunately, the giraffe's deadliest predator is the lion, an apex predator that has earned the title Quat, King of the Jungle. Quat. So, what happens in a giraffe versus lion fight? You may think you have an easy answer, but the truth is more complex. Take a look at what happens in a battle between a fully grown giraffe against a ferocious lion. Comparing a giraffe and a lion. What are key differences between a giraffe and a lion? The most significant differences between a giraffe and a lion are their morphology and size. Giraffes are mammals with four long legs and a very long neck that helps them stand about 20 feet tall at their maximum while weighing 4,000 pounds or more, and lions are the second largest cat species that weigh 500 pounds and grow about 4 feet long. The differences between the ungulate and the feline are significant, and they help show areas in which one animal could have the advantage over the other in a battle. What are the key factors in a fight between a giraffe and a lion? Fighting ability, size, and speed are all important factors in a fight between one animal and another. However, these key factors are just a few pieces of the puzzle that we must solve to determine if a lion can beat a giraffe in a fight. We will examine several other elements of these creatures, assign them advantages over the other, and then explore a hypothetical battle between the two. Giraffe versus lion, size. Giraffes are much larger than lions, towering 20 feet tall compared to a lion's 4 feet and weighing 4,000 pounds compared to a lion's 550 pounds. Lions might be very large among cat-like creatures, but they're a quarter of the size of giraffes. Giraffes have the size advantage against lions. Giraffe versus lion, speed and movement. Lions are faster than giraffes. Most lions have a maximum run speed of 35 miles per hour, a speed that they use to close on their enemies and bring them to the ground. Although they are somewhat faster than giraffes, the speed differential is not that substantial. Giraffes can run at 30 miles per hour, and they use that speed to charge their foes and trample them underfoot. Lions have the speed advantage. Giraffe versus lion, senses. Lions are apex predators that have an extensive sensory toolkit to help them locate any threats. They have an incredible sense of sight that helps them locate prey in the daytime or the nighttime. Moreover, they also have a very powerful sense of hearing to detect other creatures from miles off in the distance. While their sense of smell is considered good, it's no better than most other cats. Giraffes have a great sense of hearing along with big ears that help them locate predators before it's too late to react. They also have a fantastic sense of vision that lets them see from a mile away. Lions have a sensory advantage against giraffes. Giraffe versus lion, physical defenses. A fully grown giraffe has the benefit of its large size to keep it safe from predators. Few creatures want to attack something that only needs to use its body weight to kill them. Giraffes also have a surprising amount of speed to keep them safe owing to their long legs and large strides. Of course, another benefit to them is that their heads and necks are too far off the ground for predators to reach with ease. Lions have their pack, called a pride, to keep them safe along with their relatively large sizes. A single lion can hold off several smaller animals, like hyenas. Moreover, they can outrun most of the other animals on the savanna if they need to. Giraffes have better physical defenses as individuals, so they have the advantage. Giraffe versus lion, combat skills. Lions are born killers. They will use their paws to smack their enemies while also delivering severe slashes from their sharp claws. To finish off an enemy, they will bite them around the neck, strangling the creature or causing such horrible bleeding that their prey dies. Of course, not many animals see all this coming. Lions are ambush predators even though they do use endurance predation in packs when taking down large prey. Giraffes use their incredibly powerful legs to fight off predators, and they can also use their neck and horns as a flail to smash into enemies. This is a simple, yet effective form of combat that is only used to kill in dire situations. They prefer to scare their foes away. Who would win in a fight between a giraffe and a lion? A giraffe would win a fight against a lion. Notice that we said one giraffe would win against a single lion if they were both fully grown. Lions mostly kill giraffes when they are young, and they will often use their pride to kill a larger giraffe. However, in a one-on-one match, lions lose many of their advantages over the lanky giraffe. A lion would have the nearly insurmountable task of attacking a giraffe in a way that proves fatal. That's hard to do when the bulk of your target's body is several feet above your head. The lion could try to attack from below, but the giraffe could trample it. The best bet is to attack from behind, claw its way onto the flank, and then go for the tall animal's neck. Of course, there are supposedly some recorded cases where a giraffe has decapitated a lion with a kick for attempting such a feat. We also have records of giraffes found in the wild bearing claw marks from when a lion tried and failed to bring them down. When you piece together this information, a fully grown giraffe is a bigger threat. Even if it just fell onto a lion, it could kill the creature. It could also smash it with its head and neck, stomp it, or kick it to death. Meanwhile, a lion has to perform all sorts of tiresome, dangerous feats without missing a step. The more likely outcome is a lion ending up with a big hoof imprint in its skull. Animals that could take down a giraffe. While a giraffe could win a fight against a lion and may tower over other animals at around 20 feet tall and weigh more than them at 4,000 pounds, there are some animals that can kill giraffes. Giraffes are most vulnerable to predators when young due to their smaller size and needing to rest on the ground, with unfortunately around 50% of calves not surviving past 6 months of age. Injured, sick or elderly giraffes are also easier targets as their running and defensive abilities are weakened. A pack of hyenas can combine forces to take down a giraffe, as can a pack of wild dogs, which may even manage to kill an adult giraffe if hungry enough and in a large group. While a giraffe isn't a leopard's main source of food, if it's having difficulty finding prey, the big cat will hunt giraffes, particularly calves and others that are more vulnerable. Giraffes are also more at risk of being attacked when drinking from waterholes, and this is when a crocodile might take the opportunity to strike. As this very tall animal needs to bend down to take a drink, this exposes its neck and makes it a target for any crocodiles wading in the water.